As we breathe and relax and remember, we acknowledge that there is an infinite supply of love. More love endlessly expressing through all of life, through the crashing of the waves on the seashore, through the movement of the sky and the stars, through the growth of the tiniest plant breaking through the energy of God, of life, expressing in and as and through everything that is. More love, ever available to express as who we are, to express as ourselves, to express as joy, to express as celebration of life. And so I see this time as a time of celebration. What I started as a time of solemn acknowledgement of alignment has turned into a celebration of the sublime and the ridiculous. There is such beauty here, and it's silly, and it's playful, and it's fun, and there is power in lightness of being. So I invite us to take ourselves lightly in this new era we are birthing, an era of more love and more light, more fun and more joy, more excuses to appreciate, more opportunities to celebrate, more delight, more bliss, more remembering, more awareness. So let's just breathe and listen again to David's beautiful music. To feel the power moving through him as harmony and melody and rhythm. To feel the power moving through each of us as love. So let's breathe into our heart space, expanding our chest with our breath, expanding our awareness and our knowing of the beauty and power of life. Feeling the love that is the truth of who we are, and seeing a small light, like a candlelight in our hearts. We breathe into that light and watch it expand, expanding quickly in every direction with just our awareness, for we are light. There is no aspect of us that is not illumined. So breathe into that light and allow your awareness of the light to expand from a candle to a torch, to a street light, to a lighthouse, to a radiant sun, brilliantly sending light in every direction, all through the universe, everywhere, radiantly acknowledging that we are that. We are. We are the most magnificent light. We are the tiny, silliest detail. We are one with all of that. The beauty and the harmony, the laughter and the freedom, the fun and the joy, the bliss and the blessing of life. We are that. We align ourselves with that knowing. We are not creating something we were not, but simply perceiving and recognizing the truth of who we already are. We are the light of the world, and the world is radiant with the light of each of us. those of us gathered here, those of us gathered in other places, to celebrate this precious, powerful moment. Taking the time now to acknowledge the light in those we think of in this moment, our friends and our family, those who are distant, those who are non-physical, inviting all that we love into this light that we share with ourselves and each other, that we share with all of those we love. Seeing the faces now of those we love. Knowing that time and space is irrelevant. They can be in India, or they can be in non-physical, but they are as close as our heart, as close as our love. For love transcends everything. There are no limitations to love. And so we choose in this moment to be the love that we are consciously. We are always that. It never changes. We are always love. But we are more or less aware of the love that we are in any particular moment. So we use this time to consciously acknowledge love, to let there be more love in the world now than there was before we became aware of it. How can there be more love if love is already omnipresent? Well, there can be more consciousness of love, more awareness of love. And in this new era we are birthing, we are alive with the awareness of love, with the truth of our being, with the truth of all being, with the love and the grace, the excitement and the peace that is the presence of God right here and right now as each one of us. We are that. We are. And what we do with our heart matters, literally and figuratively, as we love. Matter rearranges itself on the planet for more rendezvous with love, more things to love and people to love and experiences of love. So we simply bask in the love. The sun just came up brighter here behind the clouds. And that's how our life is. Sometimes there seems to be a cloud blocking the light, but the light is ever there. And we allow those barriers to love and to light to simply dissolve now, allowing our fuller awareness of the light of our being, the truth of who we are, to expand and to grow, to fulfill us and to change us, to allow the celebration of the truth of our being to come to the fore more consciously. And so I invite you now to think of the things in your life that you are grateful for. All of the things that you appreciate, the people, the situations, the moments, the preciousness of love. And I want to ask David to return to the circle now, so that he can participate in a circle of gratitude. And so I'll begin. I'm grateful for David being here today to share his music with us. That was beautiful. I'm grateful to have friends who honor experiences like 11-11-11. I'm grateful to have a cat who's jumped up to drink my water and to celebrate her health. I'm grateful for wonderful neighbors who cleaned my yard today after the recycling was blown all around the neighborhood. I'm grateful for Barbara for wearing silly socks today to make me smile. I'm grateful to be in a circle of love, to be present here and now with loving friends. And I pass to David.
Wow, I'm grateful for the expansion of the universe and that I'm in it. And for the sun and for the beautiful temperatures in this day and this gathering and the beautiful feeling that it is to be here in life and interacting with you in every way.
Mm-hmm. Honey, can you pass the phone around with the people?
Sure.
I'm grateful for Connie doing this today and being in this wonderful space which is filled with love. Being able to witness the gorgeous trees on the way over with the reds and the leaves blowing and the crystal clear air and feeling the newness coming in as this wind is clearing out old energy and bringing forth new. And I'm just grateful for being here right at this moment. It's just awesome. Thank you.
I am so grateful that I have friends, playful friends in my life. I'm grateful that I am here in this exact moment in time, that I had the opportunity to be here today to be a part of this newness of life, of my life. I am grateful that I am where I am in life, that I am who I am. And I am so grateful that I live where I live. I'm grateful for knowing all that I know. I am grateful for this beautiful autumn that we're having and loving the appreciation of it. I am grateful that I am now understanding and feeling more of what it is that I want in life. And I just love, love being here at this time in this space. And I get this to check.
Hi, Marcia. This is Chet. I'm grateful for being here with these friends. I'm grateful for this, my chance of a new beginning, which is starting to happen in my life. And it's like a reconnection with soul that has been forgotten or put aside, so it's very important. So these friends and family are supporting me in my new quest. And it's just wonderful. The day is truly beautiful. And I'm so glad to be here with all this love. And I pass.
So we'll pass to Marcia. Marcia, do you want to speak your word?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm grateful to be doing this wonderful meditation with the filming circle. And I'm grateful to have a friend like you, Connie, that can do this wonderful thing. And I'm grateful to have all of my playful friends and to have all of you in the circle. And I'm grateful to be able to participate from either or India or anywhere.
Okay, so now I want us again to have an opportunity to speak, and so I invite you to connect with your heart again. Breathe into the heart space. And maybe close your eyes. And ask yourself, what is my intention for this new era? What am I willing to give and to receive? What energy do I want to bring to this space right now, to the life that I'm living, to everyone I meet, to the world in general? Taking just a moment to acknowledge and to know that our intention makes a difference. Trusting that those who call will leave a message and are blessed. So we focus on our intention. Today is a new day. This life is a new life. And in my new life, I choose to open my heart to love. I choose to be willing to give and receive love. I choose to be open to all of the good that the universe wants to flow to me. Precious, powerful moments of love, of laughter, of silliness, of freedom, of fun, of joy, connection to people I've known as long as I've been alive in my family, connection to friends that have been in my life for years and years, precious and powerful friends, connection to someone I meet for a moment in a parking lot smiling about my car. I choose to live in love and celebrate silliness and lightness of being and joy. And I pass to whomever wants to go next.
Okay.
Barbara?
Kind of a hard act to follow here because she's pretty much said it all.
I was thinking that too.
Okay, Marcia, we'll vote for that one. We're dittoing this. But since I full respect, I think I'm coming, and my intention is not only with mutual respect for myself and others, but also an open of new perspective of everyone and life and everything that's going on around me. Everything that Connie said is exactly what I would be asking for also. But the whole perspective seems to really come to the forefront, that this is a new era and there's new eyes to be seen with. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm going with. To always keep my eyes open and realize that everyone has an opinion, everyone's entitled to their perspective, and I honor and respect everyone with love.
I look for source in everything. And I look for you in everyone. And through the eyes of Source, I see that there is only beauty, there is only love, there is only that which expands and gets better and better. And so that is my consciousness now, that I see in myself the beauty as I see in you, and that I appreciate all that is. And I accept and allow all that is at a new level, at a new wide open level, a new reference point from which to view all that is before me. And with that, I pass.
I look forward to the new era where I can truly realize my showing of love and my receiving love and light, and that it will take away the negative things that happen to us, and it will all be filled with brightness and light and happiness and fun, and I'll pass.
Connie did say it all, and for me, my intent is to continue with letting my guard down, letting my shield down, letting the warrior of me gently morph into the gentleness that I know is there. My intention is to follow and to know what my inspiration is, to be an inspiration to others, to be an inspiration, to tap into that, to feel more. I want to feel more. I want to feel all that life has to offer and be open to it and the joys of all of it and the sorrows of it. My intent is to follow my inspiration, know what the inspiration is, follow it, and to be an inspiration to others. And I am just, it's awesome. Okay, back to Connie.
Back to Marcia.
Oh. Well, it's hard to add anything to what you've all said already, which is all so beautiful. But I love knowing that every day is the beginning of a new era, and so I love what you said, Connie, about opening to giving more love. I mean, to opening to an awareness of love, which is already there. And I love knowing that I'm opening to awareness of so many more things in my life every day. And so as I open to that, then I can also give more. And I love that my card that I chose through Barbara was kindness, so I can open to receive and give more kindness. And I think that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Marsh. Thank you, everyone. I ditto everyone as well. I think we covered an awful lot of beauty and grace in our expressions. And I love that we share with each other how we feel and what we want and see for each other these intentions happening, coming to fruition, knowing that we bless the fruits of our love and see them growing and coming to harvest in our lives. There's a sign hanging in front of my house right now that says Happy Harvest. And I'm feeling that this day is an acknowledgement of the harvest of all of the work that we have done, all of the choices and openings and expanding into greater love and light and willingness and joy, and that every time we make that choice is a new beginning and the launching pad for yet another raise in vibration, another experience of love. So I'm feeling pretty complete at this point. Does anybody else have anything you want to add to this circle, to this celebration?
Thank you.
The time of your words, Connie, that always spoken so eloquently. And I just thank you all for sharing here today with all of us. It just felt so good. I feel a lot of love and for you, Chet, because I don't know you.
Thank you.
So it's wonderful to just feel that and feel the love flowing through all of us. So thank you all for today, for your energy here.
Cool. Anybody else have something you want to say before we close?
Yeah, I do. I couldn't hear that, but that's okay.
Okay.
But I just want to say that I've had three people in the last week mention my having fun like this place, and so I'm grateful for the opportunity to remember that I'm having fun and to be reminded and to enjoy it. And so, I love that we had this meditation that was both solemn and fun. And I just want to say I love all of you.
Thank you, Marsh. Okay, so what I do is pray, so I will pray us out.
Is that like peace out?
Yeah.
Praying
are us. Prayer are us. And so I give thanks for this time, for setting aside a time for gathering and gratitude and celebration and intention and feeling the power that is the truth of our focus, allowing ourselves to focus on purpose, on that which is light and loving and uplifting and inspirational. Recognizing that those things are always here, and that as we bring our focus, our conscious awareness to the truth of life as grace, the incomprehensible friendliness of the universe becomes more comprehensible. We get to live more consciously, more awake, more aware, more alive in the truth and radiance of our being. To see ourselves light up, to see the light in each other, to see that moment when someone who has been focused downward turns from gray to golden and their light shines again as they focus up and forward and remember that life is always more, more love, more grace, more peace, more power, more aliveness in spirit, in the physical, both and, always spirit, sometimes physical. We bless the honor and privilege and joy of our being physical in this time of awakening, and we allow ourselves to awaken more each day. For all of this, I do give thanks, and for this brilliant gathering of friends that came together in perfection today, I give thanks, and I relax in trust as I release all of our prayers, all of our intentions, all of our words, all of our feelings into the law, knowing that a grid is created by this feeling that is now filled with the details of more love, more light, more grace, more beauty in our lives. I am grateful. God is gracious, all is well, and so it is.
So it is.
Ah. Wow.